Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Science from Wired. A third of shark and ray species may face extinction. Overfishing, habitat loss, and climate change are driving species collectively known as Chondrichthyan fishes toward a global crisis. By Karen McVeigh. This story originally appeared in The Guardian and is part of the Climate Desk collaboration. A third of shark and ray species have been overfished to near extinction, according to an 8-year scientific study. Sharks and rays are the canary in the coal mine of overfishing. If I tell you that 3/4 of tropical and subtropical coastal species are threatened, just imagine a David Attenborough series with 75% of its predators gone. If sharks are declining, there's a serious problem with fishing, said the paper's lead author Nicholas Dulvey of Canada's Simon Fraser University. The health of entire ocean ecosystems and food security is in jeopardy, said Dulvey, a former co-chair of the Shark Specialist Group of the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN. The number of species of sharks, rays, and chimeras, known together as Chondrichthyan fishes, facing a global extinction crisis, has more than doubled in less than a decade, according to the paper published September 6th in the journal Current Biology. Rays are the most threatened, with 41% of 611 species studied being at risk. 36% of 536 shark species are at risk, and 9% of 52 chimera species. Dulvey said, "Our study reveals an increasingly grim reality, with these species now making up one of the most threatened vertebrate lineages, second only to the amphibians in the risks they face." The widespread depletion of these fishes, particularly sharks and rays, jeopardizes the health of entire ocean ecosystems and food security for many nations around the globe, he said. The assessment is the second to be carried out since 2014, and it comes after a study in January found shark and ray populations had crashed by more than 70% in the past 50 years, with previously widespread species such as hammerhead sharks facing extinction. Sharks, rays, and chimeras are vulnerable to overfishing because they grow slowly and produce few young. It has been estimated that 100 million sharks are killed by humans every year, overwhelming their slow reproductive capacity. Industrial fishing was a key threat to Chondrichthyans, either on its own or in combination with other fisheries, the authors said. Most of the sharks and rays are taken unintentionally, but they may be the unofficial target in many fisheries, the report said, and are retained for food and animal feed. Habitat loss and degradation, the climate crisis, and pollution compound overfishing, the authors said. The species are disproportionately threatened in tropical and subtropical waters, especially off countries such as Indonesia and India, the experts found, because of very high demand from large coastal populations, combined with mostly unregulated fisheries, often driven by demand for higher-value products such as fins. Chondrichthyans have survived at least 5 mass extinctions in their 420-million-year history, according to the report. But at least 3 species are now critically endangered and possibly extinct. The Java stingray has not been recorded since 1868, the Red Sea torpedo ray since 1898, and the South China Sea's lost shark has not been seen since 1934. Their disappearance would be the first time in the world that marine species have become extinct because of overfishing. Colin Simpfendorfer, an adjunct professor at James Cook University in Queensland, Australia, said, "The tropics host incredible shark and ray diversity, but too many of these inherently vulnerable species have been heavily fished for more than a century by a wide range of fisheries that remain poorly managed, despite countless commitments to improve. As a result, we fear we will confirm that one or more of these species has been driven to extinction from overfishing, a deeply troubling first for marine fishes," he said. "We will work to make this study a turning point in efforts to prevent any more irreversible losses and secure long-term sustainability." The experts, mainly from the IUCN Shark Specialist Group, assessed 1,199 species and classified 391 in the IUCN threatened categories of critically endangered, 90 species, endangered, 121 species, or vulnerable, 180 species. The most imperiled are sawfishes, giant guitar fishes, devil rays, and pelagic eagle rays. More than three-quarters of species are threatened in the tropics and subtropical coasts, particularly in the northern Indian Ocean and western central and northwest Pacific Ocean, from Pakistan to Japan. The first global assessment in 2014 concluded that a quarter of Chondrichthyan species were threatened. A third are now threatened with extinction. However, the authors added that for those species for which data was scarce, the figure rose to nearly two-fifths. Sonia Fordham, a co-author and president of Shark Advocates International, an Ocean Foundation project, said, "We were all aware that sharks were in trouble, but there's a lot more information now, as well as conservation measures, and yet compared to 2014, twice as many species are categorized as threatened. That's alarming and shocking, even to experts." While noting that more conservation measures and commitments had been put in place, she called for urgent action by governments to limit fishing. "Time is running out for more and more shark and ray species," Fordham said.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
"Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me."
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.